News from Peckham. Judge slams council over unlawful eviction. A council tenant of more than 20 years has won significant damages after housing officers conspired to unlawfully evict him from his flat, destroyed his possessions, and then tried to cover up the sordid affair. The Sudanese man, who can be named only as A.A., lodged a claim with the High Court for £2.4 million after all his worldly belongings were sent to the tip. AA was left homeless by the eviction in 2013 and was forced to sleep on friends' floors and sofas for over a year. Judge Anthony Thornton, QC, sitting at the High Court, found that the eviction had been significantly unlawful on a number of grounds. He went on to accuse the officers involved of gross negligence and a cover-up over the destruction of AA's possessions. The judge said that the team leader, Brian Davis, and Christina Okwara, an income officer, were determined to obtain AA's eviction, whether it was lawfully obtained or not. They conspired with a third council employee, Joanna Ashley, a resident officer, the judge said. Judge Thornton said, the various officers of the defendant conspired to evict the claimant by unlawful means, to seize and destroy his possessions by unlawful means, and to cause him harm and loss by evicting him of his possessions by unlawful means. Mr. Davis, Miss Aquara, and Miss Ashley exercised their powers as public officers in relation to a local authority secure tenancy for an improper motive. Each is, in consequence, liable for malfeasance in public office. Before his eviction, AA had been living on benefits and had gone into arrears of £2,353. He was evicted in April last year, but the judge ruled that there had been no reasonable grounds for the council's actions, especially given the fact that he had proven that he could pay the bill. Councillor Richard Livingstone, Cabinet Member for Housing, said, as a council, we realised we got things very wrong when dealing with this person and their possessions in 2013. We have apologised for any distress we may have caused and do so again today. Staff have been disciplined and we have settled the claim against us. We have also looked closely at our procedures to try to ensure that there is no repeat of this highly unusual but very distressing scenario in the future. The details of the settlement are confidential between the two parties, and we cannot discuss the details of individual staff disciplinary procedures. He added, poor treatment of tenants and residents is totally unacceptable, and we will be reviewing the judgment very closely to see if there is any further action we need to take. The court ruled that AA was due aggravated and exemplary damages. The council would not confirm details of the disciplinary action, but said that strong disciplinary action had been taken against them.